Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
First of all, Whip, you're absolutely right in your analysis. It does, and this is what terrified me, it does seem like a bureaucratic nightmare trying to solve this issue.
It does. Well, because it also sounds like the kind of thing where a scammer could claim they lost their sticker and then get another one and give it to their friend whatever, which would be a problem.
For sure.
Yeah.
But there isn't a traceable number?
I would think. I don't know. If you're just tuning in, my daughter comes to me and says, hey, the little sticker on my car on the license plate, that's gone. Somebody took it or peeled it off or razor bladed it or fell. I don't know, but it's gone. But I do have the receipt that the car is current and paid, the registration.
Right.
So, yeah, Michelle, what do I do about that?
Oh, for $20, you can get a new one.
Really?
I was told it happens all the time.
Like pay a guy in the Jewel parking lot for one or what?
No, back at the DMV, I put my original one on the wrong car.
Okay.
And when I realized what I did, I called them and she laughed and said, oh, it happens all the time. Just bring in the card and we'll get you a new one.
Really? So if I have my daughter go to the DMV with the car, they'll get her a new one?
Yep.
Really?
Hmm.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Didn't either.
That's interesting. Hi there, Ricky.
Hey, how are you?
You have some help?
Yeah, same thing. You'd go to DMV, get a new one. But also, that's just a visualization to make sure you're, you know, from the officer or the parking people to tell you that your plate is current. But if they run it, it's going to tell you if it's good or not.
Right.
But what we used to do back in the day was we would take that sticker and we'd cut it diagonally. When tried to peel it, they would just peel like little pieces off and they wouldn't be able to take the whole sticker. So that would keep your sticker on, and they would just give up because obviously they'd do it for hours.
That's a good trick.
It's a booby trap.
Put the razor blade through your sticker. It's still on there. You can still see it. But if anybody peels it, they're only getting half of it.
Mm-hmm. And the question is, do you take the old sticker off before you put the new one on?
I usually just slap it right over the top.
I know. I have like 20 of them.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Officer Scott, am I in big trouble?
No. I think the other two callers are kind of spot on. It's just whether or not you want to rot in line at the Secretary of State facility.
Yeah, that kind of scares me. The DMV, just those three letters always scare me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're probably going to need a police report if you do go through the currency exchange to obviously substantiate
okay.
the sticker's bond. But what the bad guys do is they keep in mind your license plate's imprinted on that sticker. So that's how we can tell. And if they're not, criminals are not too smart. If they don't have the year, the expiration doesn't match up with the plate or the car they're driving.
Right.
It's usually a clue for us that sticker doesn't block the car.
We're going to do about 10 to 15 and state pen on that one, for sure.
It's Illinois, anything's possible. So.
That's right. There you go. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying the same thing. Go to the DMV, go to the Secretary of State DMV and stand in line.
Yes, but you may want to prepare to tailgate, you know, bring yourself some refreshments, because our DMV is about an eight-hour wait.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Officer Scott. Yes, Violette, I see you waving.
Well, we've also got a bunch of texts in about this topic.
Okay.
And some of those texts also include a link for you to replace the sticker online.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
Now something my daughter can do on her own.
Mm-hmm. All you need is your registration ID and PIN, and that's pretty much it.
Loving it. All right, we'll forward that. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the help.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Guaranteed to make you cry. Billie Eilish says, I don't cry. I'm 12, 12, 13, 17, 14, 26. Doesn't matter.
18, maybe.
I don't like being high maintenance. I don't like showing pain. I don't cry, ever. Until I turn 30 and it all comes pouring out of me.
Say that now. Yeah. You just wait.
In this, you know, four-hour-long therapy session, just comes pouring out like a river. Top three things guaranteed to make you cry every time. Tell them, Samantha.
The notebook.
Oh, yes.
Notebook. That's one of the reasons I don't watch it.
You got to gear up for that one.
I don't want the emotion. Agnes, guaranteed to make you cry. Hi, Agnes.
American Idol videos.
American Idol videos. Yeah, when they're auditioning?
Because it's always like the really sad kids from high school who never got attention, and then they come out with this like big, powerful voice.
Wow.
It's the human accomplishment idea.
There you go, just like you were talking about.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Interesting. Makes you cry every time. And number three, Diane.
Deadliest Catch.
Wow.
Yeah, whenever they show Phil Harris, the Catch in the Net died.
Old Phil.
It's my husband and I both, yeah. He was a good guy.
Yeah, Phil was a good guy. Smoked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, Phil Harris. They all do, though. They all do.
Let that be a lesson
catch.
To them.
Yeah. Then they cut to Sig. Is the other captain's actually named Sig.
Really?
Well, then it's in the cards for him, you know.
Sig's getting all emotional.
I did not see that show making the list.
Yeah,
all right.
Very sad. Molly at number two makes you cry every time.
Monkey videos.
Monkey videos.
Like when they're bathing them?
Or like when they get reunited with their parents after they've been taken care of in captivity.
I have not seen those videos.
Yeah.
Really? Like they bring in the mother monkey?
Yeah,
and the other monkey, and it's like, monkey's like
they
Mom!
Take in the ones that are like hurt or sick, and then they release them in the wild to the mother.
Where do you find these videos?
Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah. All right. If we send Violetta to YouTube and go monkey reunited with mother videos, there should be something.
Oh yeah.
All right, Violetta, we're gonna make you watch those.
Oh God, I don't think I can handle it.
Try to break you.
Monkey reunited with mother videos. And finally, in at number one, makes you cry every time, Bridget.
Oh, the anti-cruelty animal.
Oh.
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Oh, I'm crying now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you do it.
There's a shivering dog.
Oh, I hate right? no. These just yeah. make me so sad.
And they're like 2 minutes long, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll go on forever.
They are.
And you feel like an awful person if you change the channel, so you got to watch it.
Well, I don't feel awful.
I don't. I walk out of the room. I don't change the channel. I'm just like, ooh, I got to go to the bathroom.
This is my in the shower crying song.
Is it? Oh, you do cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. The animal cruelty videos. Those will get you the ASPCA.
That's right. Yeah. It's funny how she had a pretty good and probably still has a pretty good career, pretty good following. This is going to be her legacy, Sarah McLachlan.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. First big purchase. Violetta still has the laptop she took out the student loan for.
And I just paid off that student loan.
Look at that.
So I just paid off that laptop that's like 8 years old.
Hi there, Jennifer. That first big purchase, you remember it.
Yes, I do. It was a bag phone.
A bag phone. There you go. Phone in a bag.
A bag phone.
Remember those?
1989.
The first phone. Yeah. It was like you were carrying around a suitcase.
Did you like pull an antenna?
Phone out of it. And,
you were putting antenna up on? Like, how did that
did
work?
Did it have an antenna? I don't know if it did. Did it?
Or was it cord?
No, I don't think it had an antenna at all.
It was like a cord phone?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, it was actually in a bag.
Yeah, like, an actual bag.
Like
yeah,
a briefcase.
It's like, you have a it's like a battery pack, basically.
Right, like
you
a
know,
shoulder bag you would carry it around.
That is awesome.
Your first major purchase, Kate, you recall it?
Yeah, it was a trip to Florida.
A trip to Florida. Remember where in Florida?
Yeah, I was in Sarasota.
Sarasota.
Ooh, nice. Yes, nice. Good fam.
Splurging, going crazy. Did you stay in a hotel or did you stay with family?
Well, we stayed at a hotel that my family was also staying at.
There you go. Sparing no expense for the Sarasota trip. You recall that first major purchase, Mary?
I bought a $2,000 prom dress.
Look at that.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Yep. I went down to Peaches to get mine.
Yep. Still wearing it, aren't you?
Oh, no. I liked a guy named Bruce who didn't like me.
Oh, no.
He's
can
a
never
jerk.
Trust those guys named Bruce.
He's
huh?
a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bruce is always a handsome guy name, too. Hi there, Lisa. You still recall that first major purchase?
Yes. I was in third grade.
Okay.
And I spent $330 to buy a 13-inch Magnavox color TV.
Fantastic.
13-inch Magnavox.
And she's still got the receipt.
Yep.
I know. I totally conned all my friends to give me money for my birthday present.
Ah, good call.
That's a lot
Did
of money.
Did your parents
then.
Know you were going to drop $300 on a 13-inch TV, I'm assuming for your room?
Yes, it was. And they told me, they said, if you want it, figure it out. So I figured it out. And then, of course, they scolded me because I only asked for money.
Yeah. Hey. It was a good business plan you put together in third grade. They can't dispute that.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
All right, we need to catch up because Twitter is talking. Mm-hmm. What's it saying? No clue. Here comes Violetta with number three.
Vax Live trending. It's being called the concert to reunite the world. And it's going to be hosted by Selena Gomez herself. The global broadcast aims to inspire vaccine confidence worldwide, and it has artists like Jennifer Lopez, Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters, and J Balvin on May 8th.
May 8th?
Yes.
It's streaming, you said?
It's going to be streaming, yeah. Okay. And it's a world event. Like, who is a part of it? Right. Like, the World Health Organization.
Is it happening at...
So they call the World Health Organization WHO?
Yeah.
Do they?
WHO.
Yeah, I've never heard it called WHO. That's cool.
Me either. But SoFi Stadium in L.A., right? The big new Rams Chargers
That place is supposed
stadium.
To be unbelievable.
The billion-dollar stadium, state-of-the-art.
Unbelievable. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Harry Styles plans to go blonde. What a change of events. Mm-hmm. He preps for a movie role.
Hold on, I need to sit down for
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Copying Billie Eilish.
Right. Yep. It was rumored that he was going to undertake a very dramatic transformation for his new role. So fans are excited to see the new look. He's currently filming in London.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Hashtag season 8 trending because Game of Thrones hints that winter is coming. And a lot of fans are hoping that it's coming to remake the final season. I feel like this is a stretch, but famously, a lot of people didn't think that the 8th season lived up to their expectations.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they're going to redo it, but I do think that Game of Thrones is coming out with more stuff.
And Nikki said yesterday, Nikki, who watches everything and has seen everything and binge watches 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. I actually will confess to being surprised that you were not a Game of Thrones person.
I know, and everyone, my family loves it. It's just one of those, I got on board too late.
No,
so
there's
I felt
never
like,
too late.
So I know, I need to start it, right?
I didn't watch it for about 5 to 6 years when it started,
yeah.
And then I just did it like last year, and I love it.
Oh yeah, I need to do it.
And it's too late.
No,
especially
it's
going to be updated.
Late.
Come on, Eric.
It's way too late.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Anybody listening who received an odd comment from a complete stranger, a TikTok user posted that she was in a CVS parking lot and a stranger walked up and said, "Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but how do your feet smell?" Oh, my God. Complete stranger walked up to you and said what, Jamie?
He asked to feel my biceps.
Oh.
Did you let him?
You got to be ripped.
No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
I just kind of smiled and was like, okay, walked away.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say?
Right.
Complete stranger walked up to you, Laura, and said what?
A guy in college came up to me at a bar and asked me if I was storing chestnuts in my cheeks.
Are you storing chestnuts in your cheeks?
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like a dare.
Yeah. I think it's a flirt. Like, I think that's an attempt to pick her up.
What do you think, Laura? You're the one who received it.
I think he was an a-hole.
All right.
At least he didn't grab her cheeks while saying
that's
it.
That's true. It might be that, too. Hi, Kim, a complete stranger said what to you?
I was laying on the beach at Northwestern when I was 9 months pregnant, and this woman said, "I can't believe you're doing that to your baby." And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "The sun." And I said, "Why make it skin cancer, but my baby's not going to be born tan?"
Wouldn't that be something if babies could be born tan?
That is... Who would walk
Can
up and say that to someone,
that
though?
Life?
Gosh.
Wow. And said to you by a complete stranger, Christina.
Yeah, we were out in Clearwater Beach last week, and we were just standing there on the beach, and some guy walked up to me and pointed to my chest and said, "Hey, are those real?"
Yeah.
Guy's like, "Oh, I'm talking about your nails. Are your nails real?"
Oh, he's talking about your nails. Yeah.
That's a recovery.
Yeah. Are those real? Yes, they are. Hey, it's Eric. So we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Watch. I'm just going to grab a call at random, Swanee. I'm just going to grab one at random and ask the question. Right? And then we'll give you the results of the 10 people we spoke to. Hi, who is this? You're on the air. Hi, welcome to the radio show. What's your name?
My name's April.
April, I have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
If I were to come to your house right now, April, and go into your refrigerator, would I find hot dogs?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Really?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, April. Thank you for being a sane person.
Really?
So earlier this morning... Right when we got on the air, I had mentioned here to Nikki and Whip and Violetta that last night I got crazy. I got nuts. I went with a little mac and cheese with some hot dogs in it.
With the protein addition.
Right. I just chopped up a hot dog and threw it in there.
Yeah.
Violetta looked at me strange. I go, "Well, normally I would put it in the baked beans. You know, some beans and weenies."
Beans and weenies,
beans and weenies. It's a delicious snack, beans and weenies. And Whip's like, yeah, that's totally normal.
Right.
And Nikki and Violetta looked at us like we were aliens. Both of them like, you have hot dogs in your fridge?
Just on any given day?
You just always have hot dogs. It's a staple. There's always hot dogs. Whip, are there hot dogs in your fridge? Always.
I think so.
And both Nikki and Violetta are like, not in my fridge, there's not.
We buy as needed.
Peasant.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, that is, we don't have steak fillets?
What? Yeah, right? Yeah. No, we buy as needed, but what's happening? We like hot dogs. I just don't think to buy them all the time.
Buy as needed?
Yeah.
So,
like,
so you only buy them when you're thinking, oh, I think I'd like a hot dog tonight. I will buy hot dogs. I have them in there all the time at any moment, and this freaked Violetta out. I can grab one, throw it in the microwave for 45 minutes. You got yourself a snack.
And she's like, 45 seconds.
45 seconds. Yeah. She's like, you put them in the microwave?
So,
like, what am I, a colonial person? Has to go outside to the cauldron and cook it? What are you?
I thought you would boil it. The thing is, I used to own a hot dog stand, so I'm a little like particular about like the putting together of a hot dog.
Oh, well, if you're doing it as a full experience, yes. But if you're just a quick snack, you're not.
But I don't know. Like, I want the 8-in-1s from Vienna. I want a poppy seed bun. Like, what kind of bun do you put it in?
Well, you know, buns.
You just have buns
right
all the time,
right
too?
Next to bread, right there in a jewel aisle. Grab buns, throw a hot dog in there.
First off, he's talking about it as a snack, which I think is a totally different situation.
Is that weird?
I want a hot dog snack right now.
No, a hot dog is a snack. That's
like,
weird.
Chips are a snack. I don't know about a hot dog snack.
Whip,
not
help
weird.
Me.
I'm helping you. No, it's not weird.
Unless I'm going to Home Depot, I don't just have a hot dog in the middle of the day.
The Home Depot dog is so good.
Those are good.
They are good. Yeah, like at 1 o'clock. I'm a little hungry.
Cash only, though, at those stands. Right. It's kind of annoying. But, yes.
I might grab a hot dog. You know, I might go, all right, I'm going to get a little crazy. I'm going to throw it in some beans. Some beans and weenies.
So you're like, I'm not going to have peanuts for a snack, but I'm going to make a hot dog.
I make a hot dog or something,
unless I'm having a cookout, I don't just have hot dogs in the kitchen.
So we asked 10 people off the air. They didn't know the question ahead of time to determine, you know, who are the insane people in this room. If we went to your house right now, would there be hot dogs in the fridge? Right now. 10 random. 10. Men, women, young, old, just everyday straightforward Chicagoans. 10 of them. What do you think the results were?
I think only 3 people said that they had hot dogs in
I think
their 5 fridge.
And 5.
8 yes, 2 no.
8 is the number. 8 normal people have hot dogs in their fridge in the greatest city in America.
Wow.
Right now.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
I have to go to Aldi and go buy some hot dogs.
There
right
you
now.
Go.
Swanee, you have hot dogs in your fridge right now? Swanee says yes, he's got them. Which is why Nikki said earlier, more on this coming up after 8. Well, it's just a guy thing. That's a guy refrigerator.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Mix Morning Mindbender. Big, big numbers on this. Hey, girl. 64% of online daters have sent a potential partner a Belfie. What is a Belfie, Victoria?
It is a butt selfie.
We will accept that answer.
Oh my God.
Really? Yes.
They called it a booty selfie, but we will accept butt selfie.
Oh, I thought it was a belly
selfie. So did I. That's the only thing I could think of.
Now, why would anybody send a belly
selfie?
That's
what I couldn't figure out.
64%, Victoria. That is a big number, sending potential partners Belfies, a.k.a. a booty selfie, all within the last year.
Whip, you knew that, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. It just came to me instantly. I must be really on today.
Here. You know, you're clicking, hitting on all cylinders.
Apparently.
Victoria, you've never done this, have you?
No.
Still with us?
I saw it online, like an article before about selfies, the different selfies.
So you've been doing your selfie research, yeah, a little Belfie.
Okay. Is anyone wondering how you take a butt selfie? I don't understand that.
Oh, yeah. Feeling like, oh, I got that.
No, I didn't tell you.
I just... After we get done today, I'll show you.
If you lay down and over the shoulder is much easier.
64% is what really threw me.
That is a lot.
So the majority of people are doing this. You think guys are sending a Belfie?
That's what I was wondering.
Like, hey, no. Check this out.
I mean, I think we all know a few guys who probably would be candidates, but generally I say
Swanee
for one, yeah. Is a bicep selfie a Belfie?
Yeah. This is what I can't understand. Dating.com says 64% of online daters have sent a potential partner a Belfie. 36% of online daters have never taken a Belfie. Okay, well, that makes sense if you're doing the numbers there. And not surprisingly, more women, 59%, than men, 41%, have taken a belfie.
Yeah,
so
still
the wrong
a lot
guy's
of people
doing it.
Yeah, a lot of people figuring out how to take a selfie of their butt.
Well, what's
you
good
know,
about
I'm
going
to check into that here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes, Violetta. I know you're very excited. We have stuff coming
I know,
up here,
I know. I was just going to say, because your face isn't in it, so if it's just a belfie, less ties to you.
Right. Can't get in trouble for
right.
it.
Right. Okay.
Hey, it's Eric, and more Eric in the Morning is coming up right now. I mean, now. Go. Now. Still a little thrown by. 64% of online daters have sent a potential partner a belfie, which is known as a booty selfie. 64%.
That's a lot.
That is.
Yeah. More than half the people that are dating are sending pictures of their butts to people?
I just think they're safer than other selfies.
I just think, how would you think to do that?
Oh.
I would never think to take a picture of my own butt.
Really?
59% of women have, 41% of men. I mean, you've never gotten one from, like, guys
are doing this?
Have you taken a belfie, Violetta?
What?
Oh, that's easy. Yeah,
that sounds, I think,
this hour or before this hour?
I do squats, okay? I got to show that thing off once in a while.
Wait, like today or last night? Which one are you talking about?
I even take mirror videos, like, even for Instagram sometimes.
I haven't taken a belfie in the last 10 minutes.
Right. Something could have changed.
Right. Right.
I'm not a prude, and I feel like such a prude right now.
As someone who has taken them, Violetta, have you ever received one?
I'm trying to think. No. I had a guy, I was thinking for a second, because he invited me to the gym with him to take pictures of him working
oh,
out.
God. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, God. I already hate this story.
I hated it, too. I said no. And so I was just thinking for a second. So I did see his butt, but not, I didn't get a selfie.
I want a picture of you taking a belfie of yourself just so I can see how this
you
is
want
done.
It? Okay.
Yes. Just for myself. I won't post anything. I'm just curious. I just want to see how it's done. I'm cracking up about this.
Well, you could do like an up angle, like get it from back like this.
I feel like I just wandered into somebody else's weird show.
Totally. So yes. I do have a question where I'm not trying to be shocking. I'm seriously wondering this. Yeah. Now, when you're talking about a belfie, does that mean you have pants on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You can have an extra pair of pants on if you want.
Beautiful. Totally up to pad you. That thing up.
Totally up to you.
Otherwise, you're in a different category if you start pantsless.
Or you might want to go to the short shorts. That's the look now. Have you seen this?
I did see this.
Twitter is celebrating men's dangerously short shorts trend for this summer.
Oh, no.
See, this is us guy, Milo Ventimiglia. He started it. Made waves when he flashed his legs while leaving the gym in teeny weeny pants, it's described as. He had teeny weeny pants on. You got any teeny weeny pants, Whip?
No.
You should. It's very trendy.
They got none of them. It's funny that this didn't come back sooner, you know, because I think that the longer shorts on guys can be generally traced back to Michael Jordan than the Michigan basketball team.
Probably.
And it was short shorts before that were just normal, but they haven't been normal for guys since.
Well, get yourself ready for it.
Yeah.
Because God knows I'm not.
Right.
For the short shorts trend. In fact, there is a TikTok challenge going on right now. You've probably seen it via a lot of called the Walk Challenge.
Remind me?
You haven't seen it. Couples are making one another walk around while while wearing embarrassing swimsuits or outfits, like the short shorts. Like maybe that's what Milo Ventimiglia.
No, I did see this. You know what it actually is? So like a wife lost a bet with her husband and had to wear these. It looks like short shorts, jean short shorts, and then it's leggings, and it looks like your regular legs, super hairy.
Got it.
And gross.
That's good.
So she's walking around Walmart, and it looks like she's got really long, hairy legs.
Oh. Former Olympian Ryan Lochte was made to walk in a pink Speedo while wearing his gold medals by his wife.
Humble brag.
Yeah,
no kidding. Yeah, exactly. He loved every second of it.
Oh, sure. Sure. His wife posted the video online. Short shorts are on the way back, Whip.
Great.
Get yourself ready for it.
Ready for summer.
Yep. Going to wear those to the Daughtry show.
We all should.
And you can take a belfie.
I was just going to say,
my God, it's all coming together.
It's going to be a big summer. Summer
short
of 2021.
Shorts.
Get yourself ready.
You want to self-create some social distancing at the Daughtry show? I'll show up in those. No one will want to stand around me.
Yep.
Love Eric in the Morning? Don't miss Eric in the Afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
Only three stories.
That's it.
Three stories and three stories. Only three headlines. Give you the three stories for Three Story Thursday. You let me know the order you'd like to hear them. And then at the conclusion of Three Story Thursday, we'll get ready to dive into another name to double another paycheck.
Perfect.
We're two for two today. All right, you ready for the three headlines?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready? Here we go. I told you it was polar bear, snake, and roadkill. Headline number one. Wyoming passes new law allowing people to eat roadkill.
Okay.
Headline number one. Headline number two. Woman finds snake in bag of lettuce from Aldi.
Oh, no.
Aldi? Okay.
Headline number two. Headline number three. Polar bears are mating with grizzlies to become pizzly bears.
That's adorable.
Pizzly.
Yeah.
What do you like?
Got to end on the polar bears and the grizzlies mating, don't we?
I can do that for you, Whip.
Let's start with the roadkill.
Okay, I can do that for you, Violetta.
Thanks.
The New York Post says a new Wyoming law allows drivers to take home and eat roadkill for dinner. 30 other states also allow drivers to cook carcasses. Can you check and see if Illinois is one of those states?
That's a great question.
Is it legal for us to eat a raccoon off the side of the road?
Is that a great question, Whip? Is it?
Very, very good question.
Officials say they passed the new law because tons of fresh roadkill meat is going to waste.
Oh, gross.
Chief Game Warden Rick King is quoted by the paper saying, deer, elk, moose, pronghorn. What's a pronghorn?
I don't know.
No.
Those will be the species that folks will primarily have an interest in. Guess what?
The first Google thing that comes up, roadkill deer in Illinois. You can eat it, but there are rules. So it says deer and other animals.
What about a raccoon?
I'd have to do a little searching. I'd have to read the story.
Anybody ever had raccoon?
That just doesn't seem healthy.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I've never had it either.
Don't they have like some diseases you don't want?
Yeah. No.
You just cook them up really well.
Okay.
Cook the diseases right out of them.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. Anybody ever eaten roadkill? 312-233-1019. I'd really be interested to hear that one.
Yeah, how do you prepare it?
Well, since that one horrified you, let's see if this one does. Woman finds snake in bag of lettuce from Aldi.
I'm obsessed with Aldi. This is really bumming me out.
Get your wine there? You buy wine there?
Not so. Everything else, though.
Okay.
Wine's really cheap there, though,
it is.
It's good.
Yahoo News says a Sydney, Australia woman. It's Australia.
Oh, it's on
the other side of the world. Recently found a snake in a bag of lettuce from Aldi. She posted a picture of the snake along with the caption, check packaged lettuces carefully. Last night, my son found a baby pale-headed snake in this baby lettuce from Aldi. The snake catcher relocated the snake to its natural habitat. Aldi's is investigating. Oh, my God. I think people calling now for have eaten roadkill.
I have a tub of lettuce from Aldi in my house right now. So I'm going to go and check it.
Check it very, very closely. Polar bears are mating with grizzlies to become pizzly bears.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. With climate change pushing polar bears towards the brink, nature has devised a new animal to help preserve the species. That pizzly bear, first seen in the wild in 2006, this polar bear-grizzly hybrid is more resilient to climate change and better suited for warmer temperatures. The pizzly bear, identifiable by their off-white coat and elongated schnoz, it actually says schnoz.
Oh, they're so cute.
Were reportedly formed when melting sea ice forced the world's largest land carnivore to migrate inland. There, they hooked up with a grizzly who was migrating north from Alaska. Next thing you know, you got yourself a pizzly bear.
They have, like, wrinkly backs for some reason, like, added little...
So like a polar bear walks into a bar, and a grizzly walks into a bar, and he's like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Yeah. Next thing you know, you're getting yourself a pizzly bear. This perhaps marks an evolutionary 180 from when polar bears and grizzlies diverged from a common ancestor hundreds of thousands of years ago. In fact, now, pizzly bears have been sighted as far south as Idaho.
Idaho!
Oh, they are cute. Wow.
Sean, you've eaten roadkill?
Yes. So there's a story behind it if you want to hear it.
Why not?
All right. So my family, we have a cabin in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so we've got about 60 to 80 acres of property that goes up to another 260 acres of national forest. So if we want to go get lost for a while, we can.
Gotcha.
So the whole point of it, though, is that we're driving along, and actually a squirrel had gotten run over, but it was just the head that had gotten crushed.
Oh, God.
So... we had actually gotten to the point where we were able to actually bring it back,
and we do
a little squirrel hunting while we're up there.
Oh, my God.
So we put a few together, and then we got ourselves a nice little squirrel stew.
And how was the squirrel stew?
It was good, because we used a little Cajun seasoning.
Yeah, well, Cajun seasoning makes everything better.
Totally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Way up there in the Northern Peninsula. You ever seen a polar bear up there?
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Let's get the update after that 7 a.m. trending on Twitter moment. Now at 9:30, what has changed? What is new? Top three things. Violetta, number three.
In an exclusive joint statement to Today, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez revealed they have called their engagement off and they're going their separate ways. They say they are better as friends and will continue to work together on their joint business ventures. A source says that the couple hasn't seen each other since March 1st.
They will never speak again.
Yeah. Totally not.
But they'll keep collecting the money on everything.
And every once in a while, they might do it.
That's right. Oh, trending what? On Twitter. Wow, very aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Leonardo da Vinci's trending today because he was born on this day back in 1452. It's also World Art Day, so be inspired by one of the most powerful imaginations of all time with a quote from the man himself. Da Vinci said, "Learning never exhausts the mind."
Speaking of birthdays today,
okay.
I thought this was kind of interesting because I know this guy's coming this summer, at least we hope so, and I think it's one of this other guy's best songs that nobody listens to. It's Chris Stapleton's birthday today.
Oh!
Cowboy yeah. Chris. Country right. Chris.
Yep.
Chris Stapleton. All right. Where are we on number one now?
Yeah, we're going to number one. Iconic pizza, Chicago pizza chain Lou Malnati is exploring a sale or bringing in new investors. The company could sell for $700 million if sold, according to Bloomberg. Mark Malnati.
Hi, Mark. I'm here to help. Whatever you need, Mark Malnati. Mark will listen every now and then. I'm here to be your friend and help you out with whatever you need, Mark.
Yep. He remains active in the pizza chain his father started and declined to comment on Bloomberg's report, but says, "I would say that this remains the intention of my family to continue our 50-year tradition of making Chicago's best pizza for the next 50 years.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.